We're just starting our tour
in my heart for Texas,
around
baby.
The hot news of this state,
Texas,
and those from
hometown.
It. And that would be our Miranda Lambert girl. In case you missed it, which, by the way, Boyd, have you seen the Miranda video yet?
Can I say that I have?
All right. Mm. Well, this stemming from last weekend up there, concert in Seattle. She's on tour with Morgan Wallen, no less. And Miranda goes out on stage in a denim, short, mini skirt. And those that had front row seats.
That's right.
Yeah, so the video going around a little bit on the it was a cheeky demonstration. We'll just put it that way. Well, it didn't take long for Miranda to at least in part respond. So yesterday on her socials, in fact, went to TikTok, shared a video of herself walking onto the stage with fringe from her T-shirt swaying. And the music behind it is her song Little Red Wagon. And she writes in the caption, quote, "I've been warning y'all about my backyard swagger since 2014.
To be fair, so, she's 100% correct.
I do believe that is the official response by Miranda.
It certainly does.
Yeah, so there it is. An unbothered queen. Seriously, Boyd?
Can I say that I am?
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
all right.
Just be careful, okay? And if you want something else to look at, how about former Dallas Maverick Luca, the glow up of the week? Well, he's got it. He's on the cover of Men's Health, showing off his revenge body. But was it part of the plan all along? Insiders say that he'd been working to lose that spare tire long before he was traded from the Mavs, and the method to the madness is 250 grams of protein per day, going gluten free, low sugar, and almond milkshakes every day.
Yeah, now he is. That was the thing while he was here. He was cheeseburger guy.
No,
I mean, he was still amazing. So we were like, okay, do your thing, whatever. But that's now he's doing. They always look better with the new team, don't they? Than they did with yours. They always look good. So we got Cooper Flagg. It's fine.
It's not Flagg Day.
Even though Luca was wearing a denim mini skirt, too. It was pretty weird. Speaking of sports,
Luca,
here in the area, I've always maintained the day after a Dallas Cowboys loss, you feel it throughout all of North Texas. I've always felt that. The show is different. It just, for whatever reason, even though 30 years they haven't done squat, there is proof to this in a new study some firm called Promo Guy. There's a report that actually sizes up how much it costs employers if their employee's favorite team has lost the day before. For the state of Texas, $402 million in wasted work time, as this found. The state of Texas sports fans, if their sports team loses the day before and they come in, wasting an average of about 2.2 work hours the day after. And that adds up to over $400 million in lost productivity statewide. California was the worst, but overall 38% of U.S. sports fans with a paid job say they're less productive the day after their favorite team loses. So you might have a problem this because they're in training camp now for this upcoming season. Get ready. Business is going to take a dive.
We are the 19th best in the NFL.
Yay!
Yeah, see, that's something to celebrate.
Super Bowl.
Big piece of Texas headed to the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., namely Big Texas Signature Boots.
Oh.
It's for a new exhibit called State Fairs, Growing American Craft. And the size 96 boots will be featured to represent the Lone Star State. They're handcrafted by Lou Casey, 12 feet high, and have been here since the 1950s. Vintage.
What's Big Tex going to wear, though? Are they going to be back in time?
I don't think they're going to be back in time. They may get him some new boots. I mean, he does stand all day long.
You need to have a new outfit to go with that that short denim miniskirt.
He's going
to
wear that.
Yeah, that's a howdy right there.
Makes a statement.
So last week, I'm sure we all stopped down and were very, very excited knowing that Japanese singer Adu had stopped by for a sold-out concert at Dickies Arena last week. She's very big. She's a 22-year-old singer, and she was seen. Well, actually, she posted on socials. She went several places. She went down to the Stockyards. She went to a grocery store, and she went to a Buc-ee's. She performs in silhouette in concerts, and nobody has ever seen her face.
So how do we know that she was there?
And you wonder why K-pop Demon Slayers is the number one.
We've got questions.
Show in Texas on Netflix.
A legion of folks love the great state of Texas. They talk about it. Fly the flag. Wear the colors. Even decorate everything imaginable with that fabulous Lone Star. But how do we really feel? A new study shows that just 46% of us are, quote, very proud or somewhat proud of Texas. But almost two-thirds have pride in our communities. So where do they feel really, really good about your home? That would be Minnesota and Michigan. State pride comes in at 79%. But, one thing to note, the company YouGov that did this survey, they could not find 100 participants for 31 states.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know about the accuracy of all this.
And yet they were proud enough to publish this. Well done.
I guess it was all there was to do in Minnesota and Michigan.
Well, in another survey and study, the U.S. state that is the most overrun by tourists is West Virginia.
Number one.
At least compared
really?
To the number of locals that live there. So we're talking ratios here. People that live there compared to the amount of tourists that come in, West Virginia is swamped. Turns out North Dakota is next. Texas has the lowest visitor to local ratio. Just 2-1. That's because we have so many people already to begin with, even though we do get a lot of tourists. But and that's also because when people visit here, they tend to move here.
Yeah. Oh, the
it's convenient.
Folks. Who else is this? The skirts.
It's yeah. You and me with KB and Heather Lee.